This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it. You going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
That is a fair ball for Amaya. Taylor, he's going to score easily. My drop, he's hustling. They're waving him in. My drop, he's going to score. Takes a big rip and delivers it into left. Here comes the play at the plate, offline, and Narvaez is in there. White Sox just dominant here in game one of this three-game series. Breaking up the eight-game losing streak. Hits this one hard to right field, going back at the wall. Gone! Luis Robert Jr. ties the game here in the sixth. Ball went into left field, and the White Sox are going to walk it off in the ninth. Let's go! Brooks Baldwin, the hero, and the White Sox win their first series of the season.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's time for game two of this three-game weekend series between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Turner 0 for 2, hits a ground ball toward the middle. That's a base hit. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep left field. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone. Here's a liner into center field. There's a base hit. Bush loops one right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Here's a line drive down the left field line. That's a base hit. Deep drive to right center field. Back toward the wall and gone.
Stop. He's already dead.
Sing it. Ha. A little piano right there. Need the brass. Ba 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 da ba ba. All you low brass fans, get ready. Your moment is coming. The trombone, the bass trombone. Here it is. Man, the Chicago White Sox, one of the stories around baseball everywhere. People are saying a variety of this. Well, if the Red Sox can't beat the White Sox, they got real problems. I literally got like four varieties of that text from a bunch of different people. Now, granted, I'm a guy who bet the Red Sox over and recommended the Red Sox over with my buddy, the Bad Gambler. He's got the Red Sox to have more wins than the Yankees. That doesn't look great right now, but the Yankees don't look great either. But anyway, I got a lot of varieties of that. And man, White Sox fans should be spiking the ball. They should be doing like Jeffrey Leonard one flap down home run trots around the neighborhood, or Billy White Shoes Johnson touchdown celebrations. I need to update my references. Robbie Triano, can you help me? I need newer celebration references. Maybe the Fernando Tatis Eurostep thing. He doesn't still do that though, where he pauses around third base. Whatever. Maybe the associate producer, Ruben Spiegel, can help me with a modern celebration as well. But like, this is a moment where White Sox fans should be just happy as all hell. Let yourself be happy, man. My goodness. The Red Sox announcers talking smack. They come in here and you beat them twice. And there was a lot going on emotionally in that thing. Look, Chase Meidroth on Friday, a great story. And Chase Meidroth is going to be on the show this morning. We're looking forward to that. That should be pretty cool. Chase Meidroth saw 15 pitches on Friday. He walked three times and he singled to right. The former Red Sox prospect, 207 games in the Red Sox minor league system. So he was, of course, pumped. Meidroth was on deck yesterday for Brooks Baldwin's walk-off. I bet he had a good view of that. He was part of the celebration. Again, we'll ask him later on. But it's like, there's that. And there's the whole Crochet thing, and we'll get to some Garrett Crochet sound from Friday because woof, woof, oh boy. But let's not get there yet because that is sad stuff and bad stuff about the recent past. We're letting you live in the moment. There's another dude who went to Boston College High School in Boston, Massachusetts. If you were watching that game, or even if you just like watch the condensed game, it's in the highlight. Mike Vassell, who ends the seventh inning with a strikeout of Reeve Snyder. Did you see how pumped that dude was? That is a 25-year-old journeyman White Sox reliever who throws 95. But remember, everybody throws 95. That's the law. You're going to be an MLB, other than Martin Perez, who's been pretty nice. Pretty nice. In three starts. But anyway, if you're a reliever, you're a righty reliever coming out of that bullpen, you throw 95. Unless you're one of those changeup guys. But there's only a couple, you know? But anyway, Mike Vassell has bounced around. Former Mets draft pick, a Philly, a Tampa Bay Ray, now a White Sox. He got to strike out a dude to end an inning in a tie game in front of a 30,000-person home crowd against the team he grew up watching and rooting for. That was a moment for Mike Vassell. I didn't have that on the bingo card. I didn't know I was going to care about Mike Vassell striking out a dude to end the seventh. Good for him. You know, baseball's fun. So props to the White Sox for winning a couple in a row over the Red Sox. And as you look at the standings right now, they're not in last place of the American League Central. The lowly Minnesota Twins are a half game back at 4-11. The team at the moment does reside in the AL Central. We'll get to them a little bit later on. Man, that's too big of a tease. I just gave it away. Guys like Ron in the South Side, people who like try to guess every week who's the team of the moment, who speaks as team of the moment, who's it going to be? I just gave it away if you're paying attention. But anyway, the White Sox have the same record as the Braves. Right now, you're a few weeks into the season. The Braves are 4-10, man. And so are the White Sox. Good for you guys. Hope everybody's enjoying it. Hell, go on out there again today. High of 61. Is it going to be sunny like yesterday? Yesterday felt like a bona fide spring day. It felt like, oh my God, it's baseball season. Me and the associate producer were sitting on the couch, on the balcony. We had a balcony moment on the couch yesterday in the sun. Let's go. I almost went out there and had a cigar last night. But it's not quite that kind of time yet. Not quite. Maybe this week? I don't know. Haven't even looked at the weather. I'm living it day by day. Like everybody, I'm day to day. You know who else is day to day right now? Seiya Suzuki is day to day with a bad wrist that had him suddenly leave the Cubs-Dodgers game when it was 1-0, when it was close and there was another opportunity with men on base. Kyle Tucker was up a bunch of times last night with men on base and didn't deliver. And it's like, oh man, what's this team going to do? And then what they did was they scored 15 runs in the last three innings. Yeah, because it was right. Because it was 1-0 forever. Maybe it was 2-0 at that time. And they scored 14 runs in the last three innings. But Lord knows, I started to fall asleep when it was 8-0. I'm like, I think I can comfortably fall asleep now. Got a radio show in the morning. I don't think I have to worry, I don't think, about Porter Hodge and Ryan Pressly trying to close this thing down at Dodger Stadium. Because for a while there, I was like, man, Ben Brown has been great. More on him in a second. But I was like, man, Ben Brown has been great. Cubs are scratching across some runs. Carson Kelly, go boom. You know, like there was some decent stuff happening there. Michael Bush was rocketing the ball. Justin Turner had an RBI single. The Justin Turner, Michael Bush debate will continue to rage around these parts. So Michael Bush is looking like a guy who maybe ought to be trusted a little bit more than he has been. But I get why Craig Counsell's with Justin Turner. I get why that's basically a platoon. I'm still on record as being okay with that. But there's Michael Bush last night having a night. But then they explode for all those runs. I'm like, I think I can fall asleep. Everything's going to be fine. So I did. And then you wake up and you're like, 16-0? What? Huh?
Well, the last two innings, they put in a position player, Miguel Rojas, and he gave up 5 runs, and I want to know, are you okay with just teeing up on the position player?
100%.
Okay, good.
I was okay with it when the White Sox did it to Williams Astudillo, and Tony La Russa wasn't okay with it. He wasn't all right with it, and he was grumpy about it, and took Rocco Baldelli's side. And lost his entire team because they were like, hello, we'd like to just hit a lot of bombs. Yeah, of course I'm okay with it. You're going to insult us by putting a position player in? Then I'm going to rake off him. You know, David Ross's first home run was off, right? David Ross's first career home run was off Mark Grace. You go ahead and you swing against whatever jamoke they're putting out there. They want to do that? They want to save their bullpen? They got a game tomorrow night. Make them burn out Miguel Vargas's arm. Hell, Rojas. Make them burn out Miguel Rojas's arm. Make him need rotator cuff surgery and have to not be able to play the infield anymore. Absolutely, I'm okay with it. Rub it in. And so, yeah, up 16-0 is what it was. And you wake up and you're like, okay, that was good. But let's talk about Ben Brown, because Ben Brown was great. He wasn't good last time out. And after the game last night, he joked about what he was trying to do last night.
I was trying to do the exact opposite that I did last week. It was a tough one. And credit to Tommy and Casey. It was a grind. This past week was a grind. Just working on things and mentally going through things and yeah, I owe a lot to them just for putting in that effort, and it obviously showed tonight, so got to keep it going.
What specifically?
Just slowing the game down, slowing your heart rate down, executing pitch by pitch, just going back to, you know, where I was at last year and getting out of rehab mode and getting in competition mode, and there's some movement stuff that we're doing too, but it was really cool to see that all kind of play out tonight.
Good stuff there from Ben Brown, who is a really likable kid with a big-time arm. And it's interesting, the mindset, just competition mode, just going after people. If you were watching that game last night, you realize that's what he was doing because his stuff is good enough. The fastball is filthy. He was touching 98 with that thing, spending a lot of time at 97 with that fastball and hitting his spots. I mean, that's the thing. When you pitch with conviction, we've heard dudes talk about this for years and years and years. Competition mode, but pitching with conviction and just going for it and trusting your stuff, man, that curveball is nasty. And it tunnels just like the fastball. And those two pitches are enough. He's got to change up, but he doesn't use it much. That's a two-pitch guy. You know who else was a two-pitch guy? Dwight Gooden. You know who else was often a two-pitch guy? Bob Gibson. Like, it's okay. If your stuff is good and they look alike, you can get people. And that's what he was doing last night. When I knew that that he was in that mode, it was Ohtani's second at bat. And I'm like, oh boy, it's been good lately, but this is a slim lead. I think it was 1-0 at the time. And here comes Ohtani. And he starts him off with 97 right on the corner of the strike zone with a pure fastball. And I'm like, he's just freaking going at people. Just going at people. And that's the thing. Even though these are big league hitters, even against that lineup, it's the Dodgers, man. You see when they flash the OPSs of that entire lineup before the game, and you're like, 900, 900, 900, 800, 900, 900, 800, 900. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But they're still big league hitters, and baseball is a game of failure because pitching is better than hitting. So go right the hell after them. Listen to Craig Counsell talking about his guy, Ben Brown.
I mean, Ben just pitched great. I mean, obviously, very good team. You know, on the road, coming off, you know, maybe probably one of his more disappointing outings for him. And he turned it completely around and it just attacked the strike zone. And I thought he pitched wonderfully. Really proud of him because this is a tough team. And he went after him. And that's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. And I like proud of him. There's something nice and warm and cozy about that. Greg Counsell is the adult. He is the veteran manager. He is the big-time money manager with the pedigree, with the whole thing. Ben Brown is a puppy. Now, he is, like, he's very eager. He's eager to please. What do you think? Golden Retriever, maybe? I mean, the long hair. I'm trying to figure that out. Show the associate producer a picture. He can play along. Border Collie? I don't know.
He doesn't have Golden Retriever energy. I feel like that's PCA. He has that type of energy, even though he doesn't look like it.
Yeah, Ben Brown is like a more kind of laconic, like sort of like Basset Hound energy, frankly. He's got like a droopy face, a little bit of a sleepy face. But man, you know, and considering what he's coming off of, they talked about it a little bit last night. Boog talked about it a little. He had a bone growing on another bone in his neck, and they thought it was a tumor, but thankfully it's not a tumor. He had a bone growing on another bone, and it kept like hurting every time he would throw hard. He's like, yeah, my neck hurts. And then they're like, yeah, there's a growth there. I don't know what that is. Well, that's scary. I'm young and I'm a pitcher. I need my whole body and I don't. And it was just, and they figured it out and he's okay. So now he's not in rehab trying to get back to it. He's in competition mode. Big, big doings right there for Ben Brown. Do we have an official starting pitcher yet today? Is it Colin Ray?
It is Colin Ray.
All right, so it's Colin Ray. Even though we had the Jordan Wicks drama from earlier in the week where he was scratched as a probable starter, it is Colin Ray, who is an adult. It is a guy who I'm very comfortable with going out there and going after the Dodgers as a veteran, but you need to put up runs. You're going to need to put up runs. It would have been nice to save some of those 16. You could have just stopped at 10, grabbed yourself an extra six, back pocketed them, and put them out there. Because they're throwing, Tyler Glasnow. Roky Sasaki was nasty for a while last night, wasn't he? You saw that splitter, which looks like a curve sometimes. It really manifests more like a fork ball, but it's his splitter. They call it the Dragon Fork, does pitching ninja. So, you got a chance to watch him. And then, by the way, Miguel Rojas, the position pitcher pitching last night, was doing a Roky Sasaki impression. And his teammates were all laughing and having a good old time right up until the point where the Cubs shoved five extra runs up his giggy in the ninth inning. Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. The White Sox are shoving wins up the Red Sox giggy. Good morning. It's Sunday. You don't know what a giggy is. Don't pretend you do. It's okay. There's some vagaries going on here.
Yeah, I literally have to Google that.
Don't
giggy.
Do it. Don't Google it.
Not in the work computer.
Not in the work environment. Look, here's what's going on. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to Chase Mydroth at some point this morning. At some point this morning, everything will stop on Hit and Run, and we will speak to Chase Mydroth, who's one of the great young stories in Chicago baseball. Kid debuts the other day on Friday. That is the first piece of the Garrett Crochet trade to manifest, and isn't that well-timed with Garrett Crochet and the Red Sox in town? So we'll talk to him. Will Fleming, who does play-by-play on the radio for the Boston Red Sox and is excellent. And is a good dude. We will talk to Will at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, check in on things Red Sox, things White Sox, and that series. Later on, Jerry Hairston Jr., the longtime analyst for the Dodgers and a man with incredible White Sox ties, Chicago baseball ties, Negro Leagues ties. I love talking to Jerry Jr. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. And then we're out of here early. We're out of here at 11:45 for Bulls basketball. No rain in the forecast for Bulls basketball. We'll do a team of the moment as well in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we throw open the phone lines at 312-644-6767. You want to hop in? You can do it right now. You can text us as well, and we're going to be able to read them eventually. 312-644-6767. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Some phone lines open. We also have to talk about, yes, Crochet's comments on the White Sox, but we have Pete Crow Armstrong contract news. We have a Kyle Tucker contract rumor. And the source of that rumor is interesting and worth noting. Lots to discuss. We'll do it all morning long on Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I don't know. I mean, it's been great ever since I come over here. Right now, I don't have anything, so can't really give you anything. So, but, I mean, it's been great ever since I've been over here. Everyone's been super nice and helpful and everything. Hospitality has been great, and obviously you guys can walk around this facility. It's really nice. So I don't know, I'm just here to play some baseball and see what happens after that.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
So that's Kyle Tucker talking about, you know, the possibility of a contract extension. Want to talk about that because there's a report out there, and who it's from is of import. Phone lines are open, by the way. Steve and Ron, hang on. We will get to you. If you want to hop in on anything, Chicago baseball, the late night Cubs explosion at the Dodgers for a 16-0 win. Colin Ray going today, not Jordan Wicks, which is interesting. The White Sox winning the first two against the Red Sox, etc. You want to hop on in? Shane Smith, by the way, going later today. Want to talk about him. So 312-644-6767. But let's talk about this. This is Lance Brozdowski the other day on the Cubs Daily podcast on Marquee, on his conversation with Kyle Tucker's agency that he had and what Lance is hearing as for a number of what it might look like, the extension.
I actually spoke to somebody today at Excel Sports Management, which is Tucker's agency, and I made them give me an estimate for Tucker's eventual contract, whether it be in free agency or an in-season extension. And the number they gave was 10 years, $475 million. Sure, it's a biased source within his agency. Of course, they're going to promote him. Absolutely. But I thought it was actually somewhat reasonable. And I think it's a good over-under for what he eventually will receive. Now, when you get three or four other big market teams in there, which I think Excel would be very inclined to do instead of letting the Cubs bid against themselves with an extension, that number could obviously move up. But I think that kind of money is what Tom Ricketts and the Cubs front office should be thinking about if they want to compete with the other large market teams on Kyle Tucker.
So that's Lance Brzdowski on the possibility of a Kyle Tucker deal. You know what's interesting is that there's a guy out there on Twitter who has said, according to my sources, the Cubs and Kyle Tucker are already discussing a possible contract extension. Let's see what happens with that. That is Mike Deportes, Mike Rodriguez, who calls himself an MLB insider, and he is one of the Cubs... one of the former analysts for the Cubs Spanish radio network. And what's interesting about this guy is that he was all over the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. contract extension in Toronto before anybody else. And when that news eventually broke last week, John Heyman, Jeff Passan, everybody had to credit Mike Deportes for being first. And really smelling it. And he was doubted. He was extremely doubted. And I'm interested in this because he's gone on a victory tour on Twitter since then, like, you know, retweeting everybody who's saying, you're the man, you should be followed. And he's standing up for himself as a credible source. And some of that stuff can sometimes seem a little, I don't know, specious or odd or petty or whatever. But like in this case, he was 100% right on Vlad Guerrero Jr. And there it seems to be a little bit of a bias against Spanish-speaking reporters. There have been things that have been wrong in the past or things that have been right in the past. But Mike Rodriguez is the first one who puts this out there. The Cubs and Tucker are talking. And that is very interesting. So even though that has since been shot down, that the Cubs and Tucker are talking by Jesse Rogers and by others, I'm giving this some credibility until proven otherwise because of Mike Rodriguez and his recent sourcing here. So I find that very interesting. 10 years, 47 and a half. Yeah, go ahead. Sign that man. Sign that man. Go ahead. Anything under 500 mil that has a 10 in terms of the double digit years? Yeah. This is the price of doing business. Are there bad years on the back end of that? Might you regret it at some point? Maybe. Do you have a chance to win a World Series or two on the way? Yeah. This is the dude. This is the dude who's supposed to be in the middle of your lineup. This is the guy who you are supposed to sign to a long-term extension because it's not just him offensively. It is what he is in right field. Hell of a catch last night, diving catch in right field. It is what he is on the base paths. It is the complete nature of a player that he is. It is the effect of him on the rest of the lineup. Say a Suzuki saying he's learning stuff from Tucker. Other people saying they're learning stuff from Tucker. It is the lengthening and the diversification of the lineup that comes with that guy. And yeah, it does come back to what he is offensively. He's got more extra base hits than stolen bases. That's insane. Or sorry, more extra base hits than strikeouts, I mean to say. That's insane. It's not just more walks than strikeouts. Not just more hits than strikeouts, more extra base hits than strikeouts. He is a remarkable offensive talent. And oh, by the way, he's a five-tool guy. And he's the best player you've had at least since MVP Bryant. And guess what? He's better than that. He's better than Bryant in 2016. So sign that man. 312-644-6767. This is Steve in Elmwood Park. First up on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, man.
So two things I wanted to talk about. Ben Brown looked really good last night,
yeah.
But I also noticed in the first inning he was throwing his fastball a lot and not, you know, he would get to the two-strike count and then he would continue to throw the fastball. And I was just like, throw the hook. He started doing it in the second and the third, you know, he kept it going in the second inning. But his first at-bat or his first at-bat against Teoscar Hernandez, I was worried that he was going to tee him up for a home run. Second thought was, is there any concern about Nico Horner's arm? I know they said that they wanted to make sure he could throw from shortstop. I've seen some throws from him at second base, even just like regular second base hole. And it seems like he's always throwing it into the dirt. I don't know if that's something they could get corrected or if he needs to strengthen his arm or what, but it seems like he might have the yips.
Yeah, I don't think it's the yips, but I'm going to ask Nico on Tuesday, Steve, is the honest question. Got Nico on the show. And I saw a throw last night from the left side of the second base bag where Nico threw it into the dirt. And I think, was the guy safe? I think it was. It was an infield hit, right?
Yeah, he was safe.
Yeah, he was safe.
Ron on the call said it looked like Nico threw a changeup into the ground.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's, and sometimes you'll see a guy, you know, use the turf when it's artificial or use the dirt for something like that. But it was sort of an odd choice to use the dirt. I don't know if the ball slipped or his foot slipped or something like that. I agree with the concern. I had it right there at the same moment. So I'm going to ask Nico about that on Tuesday. Ron is on the south side on 670 The Score. Ron, you're on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Speak. Just three real quick points. You mentioned Dwight Gooden Earl in his book, Doc. He says his father taught him the Uncle Charlie, the curve, when he was 9 years old. So when he was 29 years old, his arm was done.
Wow.
It was amazing at 9 years old. Looking forward to the pitching matchup today. Smith, man, that changeup. And, you know, that's why I was really looking forward to Drew Thorpe, because he's supposed to have a real, real nice changeup. So looking, Smith is throwing the changeup. Glad to see Chase Meadroff, and I'll be looking forward to the conversation you have with him. But I am just, boy, I'm really getting concerned about Colson. He'll have to get through the strokes. And lastly, Speaks, I'm 1-2 with matching Speed on Team in the Moment, so I got a chance to I got a chance to go to 500 today. But there's some tough choices out there. But I'll be listening. I got that written down. But it's kind of hard matching. But yeah, I'm 1-2. So you know I'll be listed and have a good day.
All right, thanks, Ron. Appreciate you. That's Ron from the South Side. He's trying to guess the Team of the Moment. We'll do it at 10:45. Yeah, Shane Smith is the real deal, I think. And we'll talk about Shane Smith a little bit later, pitching for the White Sox. I mentioned the possible Kyle Tucker contract extension and the deal with Mike Deportes needing to be taken seriously. The other news is that the Cubs and Pete Crow Armstrong had contract talks in the spring, and MLB.com had mentioned it. Then Patrick Mooney wrote it up yesterday for The Athletic, what the parameters were for a contract extension, that they had been talking about one of those preemptive young contract extensions for Pete Crow Armstrong. And they could not reach a deal. MLB.com had said it was worth around $75 million, although team and league sources told Patrick Mooney that reporting was inaccurate, because MLB.com eventually circled back and said it was Mark Feinsand, eventually circled back and said, well, that was with some of the club option years, but who knows what it actually was. Pete's an interesting case. I really like him as a dude. I think he's really thoughtful and interesting. I believe in the work ethic and I believe in the person. I'm having trouble believing in the bat to ball skills and plate discipline right now with Pete Crow Armstrong. I mean, every now and again, you'll get a moment or a brief run where you're like, oh, look at that. He's going the other way and he's making more contact. And then maybe eventually after he does that for a while, he will pull one and really give it a ride. And you're like, oh, there's that pop. We know that pop is there. But too often he will look like he looked last night. A lot of awkward swings, a lot of half swings, overwhelmed and frustrated at the plate. He slammed the bat into the ground last night after a strikeout. The numbers are not good. The at-bats often don't look good. And I hate that he doesn't know how to bunt. I just hate it. I'm one of those guys who'd be totally okay with him getting 2 to 3 bunt singles a week. With that speed, get yourself on base. Take advantage of infielders who don't respect it. but he's not good at it. So now when he tries to do it, it's frustrating and it elicits this whole conversation of why are you letting making him bunt? You should let him rake. And, you know, we've had that conversation on the show. Nico Horner agreed with Lawrence Holmes, which was a terrible moment for me personally, just spiritually. It was a rough, rough moment. I'm doing okay. Thank you for your concern, but I'll be all right. But yeah, you know, so I just wish he was better at it. So anyway, overall, I love Pete's speed. I obviously love his defense and I love his makeup, but I don't know if I want to give him $100 million. I don't know. I mean, just because you got a win out of this trade for Javi Baez with Pete Crow Armstrong. Look, Jackson Merrill of the Padres signed a 9-year, $135 million extension with the Padres. And that dude is awesome. That kid is undeniably awesome as a center fielder, lefty bat with some pop. And yeah, he's got flaws offensively, and yeah, he'll get better, and you're betting on the come with that, and it's probably going to end up being thought of as a team-friendly deal, like a lot of these early extensions are. But, you know, Pete doesn't deserve that yet for me. I don't see it. I don't see it just yet. So anyway, from a PR perspective, if you're the Cubs, I know a lot of people are out there thinking, well, you know, you're not going to sign Tucker, but you're going to sign Pete. You're going to sign Pete Crow Armstrong. This should be an achievable one. If you really want to sign him, this should be an achievable one. These kind of deals happen all the time. They happen all the time, whether it's Christian Campbell and the Red Sox just a week and a half ago, or like the Braves did with so many of their guys, Michael Harris II, who is better than Pete, you know, some of the young pitchers on the Braves. The Braves have everybody locked up, and the Cubs and Braves are the most direct comp organizationally to where things are, like at a certain level and standard, but not necessarily going up to the tippity top of what the Dodgers do, what the Mets do, etc. So look, I get why they would try, but I also understand why there might be some disagreement, because I'm not sure that I see it just yet with Pete. Before we wrap up on this conversation, I want to hear this, because I'd seen this reference, but I haven't heard it. This is Jeff Passan on the Baseball Tonight podcast on where he thinks Kyle Tucker is going to end up.
You know what I'm going to do here, Buster? I'm going to give some hope to Chicago Cubs fans, because we have seen, like, let's parallel the Cubs and the Blue Jays. The Cubs have gone, they haven't gone after Ohtani or Soto with the same level of fervor that they should have. But it was because Tom Ricketts is unwilling to spend. And that narrative, once it starts chasing you, and once it starts, like, bumming out your fans, I think it gets to owners after time. And I don't think Tom Ricketts wants his, like, I don't think he wants his reputation to be the cheap Cubs owner. If you have the chance to sign this guy after giving up Isak Paredes and Cam Smith and Hayden Wisniewski for him, and all you get back if you don't sign him is, like, not even a first round draft pick, I mean, to me, it screams that this is a situation in which Tom Ricketts has to go outside of his comfort zone and keep a franchise type player around, because we see the impact, Buster, that he's had on that lineup. It's profound. I mean, the Cubs are a completely different team with him in the middle of that order than they are otherwise.
Boy, there's some fascinating things about that. Contracts like this have to be okayed and green-lighted from the ownership level, and everybody knows it, 100%. And it's funny, because I remember that phrase comfort zone being talked about with Jed Hoyer, but I think this conversation has moved for just about everybody, on the record, off the record, and more, has moved to Tom Ricketts from Jed Hoyer, hasn't it? That's one thing. And then this idea that it's obvious – Tom loves baseball, man. Tom watches baseball. Tom cares. He gets in there. Remember a couple years ago when after the Cubs had collapsed and he was up there in Milwaukee and he kind of lit up the entire clubhouse? Tom gives a crap. If you're watching this offense, not just last night, but the whole year, this Cubs offense is legit. And everybody around the game knows it. I was talking with the Rangers broadcasters and other Rangers people last week. When the Rangers were in town, they're like, man, your team's good. This team's good. Like people know it and can see it. And Tucker's a massive, massive part of that. And it's easier to build in the rest of the lineup around guys like that. That's why you pay for superstars. And then, if you're lucky, you get them being productive in the postseason, like we saw last year with Soto and Judge and everybody, you know? But it's easier to build a team when you've got those guys. It just is. You can find other ways to trim and other ways to deal with it. I love that from Passan. Because, Tom, if you're listening, as I've said, this is the guy. This is a guy you pay. He's got everything. And you're seeing the effect. And, Tom, if you're listening to Jeff or you're listening to fans and you don't want to be thought of as a guy who doesn't do this kind of thing, that's an interesting thing as a personal bit of pressure, reputation pressure for Passan to put on him.
I have a trivia question for you. What is the Cubs' run differential right now? I know the answer. What do you think it is?
I actually saw it this morning. Is it plus 40?
Plus 41. The second in the league is the Padres with plus 24.
Yeah, and the Padres are absolutely on fire. They've been doing it with crazy consistency. The Cubs have an 18-3 win and a 16-0 win. So we can play games with run differential. But guess what? That said, it's been good. Offense has been really good, not just in those two games. So that's far and away the best run differential in MLB, right? At plus 41. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Cubs fans. Enjoy it, White Sox fans. All right, when we come back, there's another Nightingale Nugget. It's a Sunday morning. It's a Nightingale White Sox Nugget. So we will get to that. Will Fleming at the top of the hour. Jerry Hairston Jr. in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls always at 312-644-6767. And Chase Meidroth of the White Sox at some point during the course of Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
Is this one hard to right field, going back at the wall. Luis Robert Jr. ties the game here in the sixth. Cue the fireworks. A two-run shot, his first of the season. And now we got a ball game.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
It is indeed. That was John Schriffen on the call. He is the broadcaster for your Chicago White Sox. Will Fleming is going to be on this show in 11 minutes. Will Fleming was one of the other people up for that job a few years back. Will Fleming does Red Sox radio. His older brother, Dave Fleming, does Giants radio. And Will's terrific. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes, talk Red Sox, White Sox, and more. This from Bob Nightingale today, from his column. Quote, the Chicago White Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers. Let me start again. Chicago White Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers. That's funny.
They have a lot of dollars.
They
though.
Do have a lot of dollars. And if they're not called the Dollars instead of the Dodgers, if nobody else is doing that, then let me be the first by accident, Mr. Freud. Chicago White Sox and the Los Angeles Dollars have tabled trade discussions that would send center fielder Luis Robert Jr. to the Dodgers for AAA outfielder James Outman and a frontline prospect. Well, goodness, there's a juicy rumor. But they've tabled them. You know why? Because Luis Robert has been terrible. He was good yesterday, had a home run, had a stolen base. And I thought Luis Robert, before the game, when he commented on his struggles, was accountable. And actually kind of wise with some of the baseball philosophy that Luis Robert offered. He said there's no excuse through Billy Russo, said there's no excuse, and it is what it is, and pointed the thumb at himself and said, baseball, it's tough. This was my favorite moment of Luis Robert, the baseball philosopher. Sometimes you're good for a week. Sometimes you're not that good for 2 weeks. In baseball, you have more bad moments than good moments. When you have a good moment, you have to hold it and try to keep it as long as you can. So there's a good moment from Luis Robert. Very interesting to see this trade report, but it's not a trade report. It's a tabled report. So we know where Bob has his bread buttered. So from the White Sox, they were asking for James Outman and a top prospect. Very interesting. Whether it was Josu DePaola or one of the other prospects in the Dodgers system, James Outman was up and played some center field and had some moments where he looked awfully good now, but now he can't find his way to the big league team. How about Andy Pages with that catch last night on the Michael Busch potential grand slam? So, okay. So, look, you've got the Dodgers now, apparently, you've talked to. The Reds that you talked to. There are rumors still out there about the Mets, about the Phillies and Luis Robert. And you want him to have a good stretch here. They should have dealt him in spring training, man, when he looked good. Because this is a good moment yesterday, but he hasn't looked good. I've gone off on this before. Eat some of the money. Eat as much of the money as you might need to. And try to make it happen. Look, we're not going to live in the headspace of the Garrett Crochet comments from Friday too much. We did a bunch of it on Spiegel and Holmes. There was great stuff on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with my buddy Rob Bradford on Crochet, on how he never really thought about being a White Sox player for life. And it was sad on how he didn't think about that. But I wanted you to hear this. He talked about life on the Red Sox as they just kept acquiring players. This is from pregame on Friday. And he's talking about how, man, he looks around at all these good players. Here's Garrett Crochet on life with the Red Sox as opposed to the White Sox.
Just comparing to where I was a year ago, it's just, I mean, last year, obviously, with the White Sox, we weren't expecting to make the postseason. Everyone in the locker room was hoping to make the roster. This year, you know, we obviously have bigger aspirations, and the sense of urgency was great in camp. The sense of veteran presence to your left and right, wherever you were in the clubhouse, was pretty huge. And it's just guys that have been there before. You know, we went out and got Bregman. Rafi's won a World Series. Bueller's won a World Series. It was just... It felt like it was the big leagues, you know?
Oh, boy. It felt like it was the big leagues. I mean, I get it. Don't you? Sucks to hear, right? I don't know if the White Sox heard it. I know some of their fans heard it. I was with some of their fans when they heard it on Friday. They didn't like that. They didn't like that. They were grumpy about that. And then it's been fun that the White Sox have gone out and shoved it up the Red Sox giggy for two straight days. A blowout win on Friday, a walk-off win yesterday. The White Sox are having a moment at the Red Sox expense. Let's discuss it.
We ain't taking that.
Well, yeah, you didn't. Let's discuss it with Will Fleming from the Red Sox radio booth. We'll do that next. Chase Meidroth coming up later on, Jerry Hairston Jr. as well. It's Spiegs Hit and Run here with you until 11:45 today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.